Hello there.
Welcome to Girl She Did That podcast, episode number 5. Hey, Bree Bree.
Hey, Sandy.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's not an emotion. I am doing well. Doing well. Oh, I forgot. You got to sing the song.
Forgot what?
You got to sing the song.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Girl,
she did that. Welcome back. Yes. Yes.
My bad. Okay. Tripping.
Oh, my goodness.
My bad for tripping on you.
Oh, my goodness.
Tripping on you.
Is this show? What are you drinking? Is this drink got you?
Oh, yeah. Drinking that Chardonnay.
All right, Chardonnay. Sticking with it, huh? Sticking with it.
Delish.
Okay.
What are you sipping on?
Roscato.
It didn't come from the sky.
Not today. Not today.
Guess you were saying. Anywho.
Oh my God, who are we honoring today?
Today, we're honoring somebody who is very special to not only me, but you as well.
Yes.
We're going to honor my sissy.
Yes, we love her so much.
Brittany Rounds, formerly Brittany Martin, but you know, she got married and stuff, you know, big girl stuff. But yes, my sister, my big sister, was absolutely amazing. My soulmate. She has definitely been a huge influence in all aspects of my life. She has definitely been a shoulder to cry on, somebody who has given me advice, sometimes unsolicited. You know, so
don't do her like that. Don't do her. Don't do it.
You know, she's just really has been, you know, an amazing person to me. She's definitely somebody who I know has my back and loves me unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's definitely a person who is just very kind and funny and outgoing and optimistic, strong, very independent, intelligent. I mean, most of who I am is because of her.
Yeah.
So, love you, sissy.
We love you. We love you, Brittany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to the sis.
Cheers to her, girl. So, what are we talking about today?
So, today, since Thanksgiving is this week, coming up on Thursday, we are going to talk about being thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, being thankful is basically just kind of, to me, another word for gratitude.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity for you to really sit back and reflect on what's currently going on in your life and really process and be thankful for the things that are going in your life, the people who are in it, the things that have transpired in your life. Even in the midst of darkness, there's always a place to be thankful and show gratitude.
I agree. All right, well, let's get this party started. So, reflecting on the past year, what's one challenge you face that you are now thankful for? How did it change or strengthen you?
I think on a personal level, I think that going through change in my life, I think that being able to push through and process and really take time to address my emotions and not necessarily intellectualize all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that feeling my feelings is something that I have had challenges with. And I think that accepting things for what they are and not trying to formulate or create ways to change it and just go with the ebbs and flows of life. I think mm-hmm. that was a challenge for me. And I think that I'm at a place of acceptance. I'm in a place of, you know, I've done my part and I did what I could do at the place of where I was, and just accepting that that's good enough at this point. Mm-hmm. And that if I'm going to do better, then, you know, there is a process of me doing that and making a commitment to that, and not necessarily beating myself up for not knowing what I didn't know, or even sometimes knowing better. You know, mm-hmm. knowing mm-hmm. that I'm human and I make mistakes, and just being thankful that I'm giving myself that grace to be able to acknowledge, you know, the situation and the things that I've gone through this year, and then, you know, being able to overcome it and mm-hmm. accept.
Okay.
What about
what was my question again? One challenge. I think I've had several challenges this year. I think one of them that I feel like I'm still going through, but I feel like I'm starting to feel more strengthened by it, is going through menopause early. I feel like I really struggle with that because it's another reminder that I won't be able to have children. Children like physically, right? I have obviously two bonus boys, but to actually go through the process of like motherhood. But I feel like it's starting to like strengthen me more because I have had now a couple years with the boys, and I know that although I'm still not comfortable, like, with being, like, mom, I feel like I'm stepping more into that role. Mm-hmm. And so I think the menopause is, like, pushing me to want to show up more for them, and maybe preparing me for a child that we may potentially bring into our home one day, as far as, like, adopting or something like that.
Okay.
So I'm thankful for that experience because it definitely has been hard on me to like process those like feelings of really feeling all the things that you experience with menopause, especially early on in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's one thing that what are three things that you are grateful for right now?
Three things?
Mm-hmm.
Probably my mental health, right? Because it's people that they struggle with their mental health. Some people don't even know that they like in the world, you know, that I'm grateful that God has given me my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity to try to get it right each and every day. So I'm grateful for that. Although my job stresses me out, I'm grateful for my job.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm able to provide, you know, I'm able to do what I love every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is able to do that. I'm able to live out my wildest dreams. So I'm grateful for that. And I guess the third thing would be three things. I guess having a partner that regardless of what situation, mood, doesn't matter, that he loves me through all of those things. Because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to put up with, you know, things that come with me personally. But he chooses to every day. And he chooses to, for us to start fresh every day. Mm-hmm. And so I'm grateful for having a partner that's understanding and open-minded.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Not beautiful.
Beautiful.
You a bad.
I think so. Three things. One, I would say family.
Mm-hmm.
Very thankful for, you know, another year of having family, having my family. Mm-hmm. Very thankful for that. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm really thankful for this podcast. That's a part of the friendship part. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this podcast. And I feel like this podcast has definitely, you know, created a closer bond for us to actually have something, create something together. I know that this will definitely go down in the memory book of, you know, shared things that we've done with each other. Very grateful for that. And lastly, I'm grateful for me, you know?
I want to thank me, okay?
You know, man, I want to thank me for being me.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Me for loving on me, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, grateful in the sense of, you know, like I said before, giving myself grace and, you know, trying to push myself to do things outside of my comfort zone, you know, transitioning from things being ideas to now being projects, working projects. You know, those are the things that, you know, are that I have struggled with. And I think that I still do continuously struggle with, you know, putting something into motion. I can have many, many ideas. Like, that's easy for me. But I think that, you know, just doing it, just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to have it all figured out. Just do it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So just thankful for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to thank me. Okay. Is there a moment in your life when gratitude was hard to find? Mm. Last week.
Five minutes ago. What? Question. It's like when people ask you, like, oh, what are your flaws? I'm like, oh, I can list those. No problem. So. Do I find it hard? Oh, when was the last time, or do I find it hard?
Is there a moment in life when gratitude was hard to find?
Yes. I think that, I honestly feel like the pandemic.
Mm.
I think that it was very difficult for me to find the gratitude in the pandemic. I feel like that really impacted my mental health. For the simple fact that, like, I'm a social person. Like, I'm an introvert, extrovert. Like, I like to socialize when my battery is full. But, like, to have a full battery and sit in the house.
Right.
Was crazy. Like, I understood the people who were, like, partying in the middle of the pandemic. Like, they're just, those were my people. They sound crazy. Mm-hmm. But they were desperate for, like, social life. Like, they were desperate for human connection, you know, outside of, like, the digital world. You know, we're humans, but I think that I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my mind, but yeah, that really was, it was really difficult to find, you know. And even though I'm a realtor and, like, we became essential workers, it still was difficult to find gratitude, because it was also a hard time to be a realtor as well. Because I had to go out there, you know, with everyone else. Like, I was a doctor. you know, like I was a nurse, you know, and it was just crazy times. So it was like, yeah, like business is going, business is booming, but it's a lot. Like I'm at that time, I was still fresh. You know, I got licensed in 2019. The pandemic happened in 2020.
Right, right.
So, you know, being bombarded with like, you know, all these things to do just all of a sudden, it was just, it was definitely overwhelming. And I just, it was very difficult for me to find gratitude in that season, for sure. What about you?
Once again, I am not prepared.
Gotta read the question again.
Is there a moment in your life when gratitude was hard to find? I mean, sure. Yeah. I can't think of like one specific moment. I'm trying to think. Maybe like the death of my godmother, like that was hard for me to find any like gratitude, like, because her death anniversary is actually will pass, but like I'm grateful that I had like support during that time, but I'm not grateful that she like she's gone. Like I just could not figure out. It really made me question like my career choice too, like, you know, working with individuals who commit certain crimes, like, am I going to be able to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I'm doing it, and I'm doing very well at it now. But at that time, no, I struggled with that hard. So mm-hmm. I think it was just when people say you got to take things literally a day, a minute, a second at a time, that's what I had to do.
Yeah. Oh. I just thought of it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You remember the weekend I went to Atlanta? I think it was Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing something more recent. It was very difficult for me to find
yes.
gratitude. So this particular weekend, I got in a car accident. My car got towed.
Mm-hmm.
My Halloween costume didn't come in. So mm-hmm. I had to find another costume. And then my phone stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
Just mm-hmm. stopped. And I was on the phone with Verizon for like 2 hours, and then I had to go to the Verizon store and they tried to fix it. That took 2 hours. And then essentially I just had to get a new phone. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that it was just a really hard and trying weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just really trying to figure out, and you know, our first thing that we go to is why me?
Right.
You know, also, I was like, why not me? Like, there's been people who've been through worse situations than me. You know, there's people who don't even have their lives.
Right.
You know, why am I the exception to the rule of things happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the car with my friend. And we were driving, I think, on our way to go to Spirit, to the, you know, Halloween costume store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just really feeling some type of way about, this was after I got my car towed.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like, so accident, then car towed. But mm-hmm. I was like, I'll go get my car later because there's no need for me to upset myself when I just need to finish this day. I got to find a costume. I'm still going to keep going.
Right.
And so, and I had almost thought about going back home, but I didn't. And I was just, I think that was the part of the gratitude of it was that, like, Brianna, you still have your car. It's not total, you know.
Right.
You can keep, you're not harmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's keep it moving. But I was just talking out loud and I was just really upset. And then we drove past another accident on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was a, SUV, I think it was like a Explorer or Expedition or something like that. And the back of the car was done.
Mm.
Like crushed in. And the accident was just basically like on the side of the road. So it was like the car was done.
Mm.
And I quickly just like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop complaining. Cause I got hit in the back.
Right.
Mm. And that could have easily been me.
Right.
The day before.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. And I think that I was just grateful to still be in a position of not being harmed, you know, still having a car, still having a reliable vehicle. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, having to get a new car or something like that. So those were the things that kind of put things into perspective. Like sometimes I don't have to just pull somewhere within myself. Sometimes mm-hmm. I would give you a nugget and be like, no, like,
right,
this could have been you, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's a good example. That's good right there. Okay, I got one. If you could send a thank you message to your past self, what would you say?
If I could send a thank you message to my past message,
your past self.
Wait, what'd I say?
Your past message to your past self.
Oh, my bad. Past message to my past self? Okay. When we say in past self, we talking about a year ago, or we talking about 20s, Brie?
We can talk about whoever Brie you want to talk to. Whichever one you want to talk to.
I think that the message that I would, short and sweet, I think that I would tell her to be focused. And everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to be great. And just stay on course. What I would tell my past self.
Okay.
And it's okay to change your mind.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
A thank you message. Probably thank you for being so resilient at a young age, because that has transcended. That has been a pattern for you. So you are able to go through adversity, but you're able to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. Thank you for going through that.
Have you ever had a moment where gratitude changed your perspective?
Gratitude changed my perspective. Yeah, probably. I would say during my postdoc year, when I was working with sex offenders. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a population a lot of people want to work with. You know, it's pretty rough, right? And I was pretty adamant about, like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to, you know. But at that time, that was the only postdoc I could find. And it was remarkable because I listened to men tell their stories, not just about offending, but also about their past lives. And that job taught me a lot about grace and a lot about just being grateful to be in a space where I could experience that, because it gave me a different viewpoint of what their lives looks like, you know. And now because of the choices that they have made, you know, they are now sitting here trying to make their lives better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a pivotal moment for me, because it allowed me to meet people where they are, not just professionally, but also personally, you know, knowing when someone is ready to change and when they're not. And so gratitude for me, I think that I'm grateful for that moment. Grateful for that time. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm getting like, yeah, I got to read my own question back to me. I can't think of besides what I just said,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of another one that kind of changed my perspective, but I do know that I do a lot of reflecting and processing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know what? No. Shout out to God. I'm being grateful to God that with none of my exes, I had kids with them. Grateful.
Praise him.
Is that although I don't have kids right now, I don't have somebody from my past who has to keep up with what I got going on and doing it for the kids.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I get to move on slate clean. Like, I get to move on without any type of attachment to someone else.
Yeah.
Without any responsibilities or having to keep up with or beg or ask or any of those things.
Right.
So I think that changed my perspective is that, like, yes, do I want to have children? Yeah.
I mean, you trying to be pregnant by the 12th date, remember? So
that was a joke. don't take me seriously. But yeah, I just randomly thought about that. I just, you know, the perspective is that I don't have to keep up with somebody I don't want to keep up with.
Yeah. Okay. That's
chase
a good
somebody,
one.
Or potentially chase somebody I don't want to chase them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to think about a little human and how that person's behavior is going to impact my little world, which is be it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have those problems. So I am grateful. That has changed my perspective, is that I could have a kid by somebody I don't want to be with.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. I think as we wrap up, a couple things that's like I want people to know is during this season of like Thanksgiving, being thankful is to be thankful for personal growth and lessons that you've learned throughout the years, but also thankful for every version of yourself. I think sometimes we forget to be thankful for our past selves because we needed those past selves to get to where we are right now. And also being thankful and even in challenging times. I feel like right now, especially in society, is a really challenging time. But we have to find some type of strength or something to help move us through. So I think that would be my ending, my parting words.
Yeah, I like that. I think that definitely is something that is underrated. I think that people deal with things at face value.
Yeah.
And not necessarily at a broader, you know, perspective. It's just more so of like, oh, this is in my face. This problem's in my face. And this problem is the only thing that matters. It's like we're multifaceted. We're able to, you know, have a problem, but also understand that, like, there are other things that need our attention as well.
And
because you have a problem doesn't necessarily mean that's a moment for you to beat yourself up or speak negatively about yourself or to yourself.
Yeah.
If anything, that's probably more of a reason to, you know, speak words, positive words into yourself is because, you know, it's challenging and there's no need for beating you up about something that sometimes you can't even control.
Right. Right. You know?
So just thinking of ways that can brighten up your mood in those situations where, you know, you're facing those challenging times.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was a good episode, Miss Lady.
Yeah. So, as always, subscribe, follow YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We have all of those platforms. And remember, we have merch. 15% off all the way until December 4th. So do not forget to purchase your merch. Give it to a family or friends. Christmas is coming up.
Around the corner.
That would be a very cute gift to, you know, family, friends, whoever. So reach one, teach one, you know, encourage other people to subscribe to our podcast. And we thank you guys so much for your love and support. Until next time.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.